I guess you're wondering why I've been so uncommunicative all week. She inscribed random patterns on the tabletop with the tip of one finger and avoided meeting my eyes. I guess I do. I've been worried about you. I know darn well something is wrong. You haven't been yourself since the day I took you to see the eye doctor. The hint of a smile curved her lips at that statement.
Gee, you should have been a detective.
We'll talk about that later. She cocked her head, inviting me to fill her in then and there. Instead, I motioned for her to continue.
Oh, what can I say? I've been down in the dumps and feeling sorry for myself.
Why? Darlene took a bite of her chicken salad sandwich, delaying the next part of her confession. I followed suit, trying to pretend I wasn't about to explode with curiosity. Darlene makes a mean chicken salad with homemade mayo and tiny bits of Vidalia onions and green peppers. But for once, I didn't take the time to savor the taste. When she spoke, her words came out in a rush.
I thought I was losing my eyesight. That day you took me to Dr. Shapiro, it wasn't just for a checkup, and the test didn't go well. He told me I needed to see a specialist. He said there was a possibility that I might go blind.
The food I just put in my mouth instantly turned to sawdust. With an effort, I finished chewing and swallowed.
Oh, Darlene, I...
She spoke right over my attempt to comfort her.
Dr. Shapiro set up an appointment for me with a guy in Middletown. I drove myself to the appointment and had more tests.
You didn't have to go through this alone.
I could have... Yes, I did. I didn't want anyone to know.
She shrugged.
I didn't even tell Frank. I can't stand the thought of being pitied.
There was nothing I could say to that. She wouldn't believe me if I claimed that no one would feel sorry for her.
Anyway, she continued, when the specialist looked over the list of medicines I take, he picked up on something that Dr. Shapiro missed. The scare was a false alarm. Or to be more specific, the problem was caused by one of my arthritis medications. Lucky me. I get to choose between living with pain and losing my sight.